We are set to kick it off here from Del Campo High School, K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis on the call with you tonight. The Cougars won the coin toss. They elected to defer, so that means your Hillman will get the football first to start the contest. Kiefer Abs and Baylor Kelly are back to return the kick, and actually, it's going to be Sanchez Harlow, Danny Sanchez Harlow, and Baylor Kelly to return the kick. You've seen Kiefer Abs out there a couple of times tonight. No go on the opening kickoff return as Del Campo is set to kick it to the west end zone. So the Hillmen looking to get off to the fast start they could not get off to against Antelope last week. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs. Head to Auburn Trophies. Del Campo will look to do what no four teams so far this year in non-league play were able to do, which is knock off your Hillmen. Your Hillmen look to keep the undefeated streak alive. It is a low roller to Kiefer Abs, who collects it at the 45. So Del Campo trying to catch Placer off guard there, unable to do it. So the Hillmen, not only do they start with the football, they get great field position. This drive will start at their own 44-yard line. So here comes Ryan Miller and the Hillmen. Ryan Miller has had his fair share, more than his fair share of moments, throwing the football this season, which have resulted in big passing plays for the Hillmen. Miller and company start this drive at their own 44, wing T under center. They send Sanchez Harlow in motion. They go up the middle. They'll give it to Baylor Kelly. Ball was fumbled, and Del Campo has recovered it. So one play is all that will happen on that opening drive here, Hillmen, as Baylor Kelly uncharacteristically fumbling the football. And so now Del Campo will get the ball back with only 12 seconds ran off the clock and one play ran in regulation so far. So not the start that Placer wanted. And last week they were kind of hindered by turnovers, and on the opening play of the game, they coughed the ball up. So this will bring Angelo Reyna and the Cougars offense out for the first time today. As Reyna hands it off, and that one will be for a loss of one as Ivan Da Silva comes up with the tackle. So Smith with the carry, nothing doing. Second down coming up. They'll say Smith got back. Well, loss of one for Smith there. So the ball now positioned at the 47. The atmosphere tonight, a very humid atmosphere at Del Campo. The air very sticky and the heat palpable even with the sun setting. Second and 11 now for Del Campo. Reyna hands it off. This is Bryce Dent. Dent turns the corner near side. He's knocked out of bounds at the sticks. So Bryce Dent gets the first down. The ball is going to be marked at the Placer 44. Placer has had their struggles defending the run, as a thick cloud of smoke just encapsulates the entire field. They fire off some kind of firework, and now the smoke has cleared. Fresh new set of downs for Del Campo at the Hillmen 47. 10:51 to play in the first. Reyna under the center. Two tailbacks in the backfield. He hands it off. Spinning is Smith, and Smith is gobbled up after a gain of about one. Second and nine coming up for Del Campo as Cole Keim came in with the tackle. Keim has had a couple of tackles this season, including a five-tackle game against Antelope last week. The Hillmen defense, they've had their moments where teams have at times gotten the better of them, but for the most part, they have hanged and hung tough. Second and nine coming up. Del Campo has to get to the Placer 35 to move the chains. Reyna, this is Smith again. Smith tries to get up inside, and he is tackled after a gain of about one, maybe two. Third and long coming up now for Del Campo. So one thing that Placer's defense has done a tremendous job of in the early going this season is stopping teams on third down. They've been able to get off the field. So for the first time tonight, we'll see how Placer fares on third down. And if Del Campo were to move the sticks here, they would position themselves in deep Placer territory inside the Hillmen 30. Under 10 minutes to play in the first quarter, 9:35, as Reyna lines up under center. Two tailbacks in the backfield. Play action. Reyna bootleg to the right, looking downfield. He's going to toss it low to Dent. Dent has the first down and more as the Hillman on the, I guess you could call it, swing pass out in the flat to Dent. No one was out there on the far sideline. The Hillman took the bait on the bootleg from Reyna. That'll move the chains as the ball is now at the Hillman 34. Angelo Reyna has had his fair share of moments as Del Campo's quarterback. Had a tremendous game last week. Three touchdowns throwing this season so far for Reyna and company. 9:19 to play and a fresh new set of downs for Del Campo at the Placer 34. Reyna sends a man in motion. They go up the middle to Smith. Smith diving forward. He's out across the 30, tackled near the 29. And Bryce Smith and Dent have been a great 1-2 combination, kind of similar to Sean Jones and Baylor Kelly for your Hillman. Second down coming up. It'll be second and about four. As Del Campo so far has had their way with your Hillman defense. 8:45 to play. Ball is officially marked at the Hillman 29. Del Campo goes under center once again. Two tailback formation in the back of Reyna under center. It's an end-around play to Dent. Dent breaks one tackle, breaks another. Stiff arm. He's finally upended. What looks to be near the 25. Great tackle there by Baylor Kelly and Luke Platzer on the play. It'll be another third down situation for the Hillman. The last time there was a third down, Del Campo moved the sticks on a bootleg. Matt Costa so far has been pushing the right buttons to get Del Campo to this spot. Ball is officially marked at the Hillman 24. Third and a couple for DC. They've got to get it inside the 20 to move the sticks. Motion in the backfield up the middle to Smith. Smith has the first down. And the chains are going to move once again. So Smith with a big play right there as the Hillman cannot stop Del Campo once again. And it just seems like this pre-snap movement for DC has kind of confused the Hillman here to start the game. They are going to mark this ball at the Hillman 22. Del Campo has knocked off 4 minutes and change so far on their opening drive. Reyna under center again. Another man in motion pre-snap. Now we're going to get a whistle, and I think there was some movement. And it's going to be false start on Del Campo. So Placer catching a break there. Five-yard penalty makes it first and 15 from the Hillman 29. They're going to repeat first down. First and 15 coming up now. The Hillman so far have been aided by penalties. They've hindered themselves with a bunch of yellow penalty flags. But nonetheless, Casa Roble had a bunch of penalties. Rio Linda, a rebuilding program, but albeit had over five penalties. And Del Campo gets their first one occurred to them at the 7:06 mark of the first quarter. They're going to move this ball back officially to the 27. First and 15 now. Reyna drops back the pass. That pass is broken up far sideline. And, of course, it is Luke Platzer. And Luke Platzer has giving himself quite the island out there on the far side. That is his territory. He already has a couple of interceptions on the year as Platzer breaks up that pass. Second and long coming up now for Del Campo. This is the first time that Platzer has really seen Del Campo work behind the original line of scrimmage. 6:51 to play. Two wideouts to the near sideline for DC. One in the slot on the far. They send one man in motion to the far side. It's an end around. And up across the middle is Williams. Williams has the first down and more as Del Campo moves the chains. It's a first down. It's actually Richards who has the first down. And that ball is to the 14 as Richmond gets it for a gain of 13 on the end around. They sent Richmond in motion to the near side, pivoted him back to the far side. Reyna with the end around, and once again, that pre-snap movement giving Placer trouble. I don't think there's been a team so far this year that has had that kind of pre-snap movement like Del Campo has shown early in this contest. 6:18 to play. Ball is officially marked down at the 12 for a gain of 15 for DC. And now we're going to get a whistle. It looked to be some confusion for Del Campo. They will take their first timeout of the first half. They've got two remaining. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. The Hillmen, for the first time, being given some problems on defense. Still nothing here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis, KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. So far, no score with 6:11 to play between undefeated Placer and Del Campo here in the first quarter. Del Campo, after an opening drive by Placer, fumble on the first play of the game by Baylor Kelly. Del Campo has driven 30-plus yards to your Hillman's 12-yard line, looking to put the first points of this game on the board. 6:11 to play. Reyna and company huddle to the line of scrimmage. First and goal. They're going to go under center again. Reyna sends Richmond again in motion. It's actually Dent. They're going to fake it up the middle, and nothing stopping the Hillman there, or confusing the Hillman there, as Da Silva and Atkinson swallow that one up for a tackle. Second and goal coming up now. The Hillman, during that timeout, it's interesting to see what Joey Montoya and company said. Maybe a little freaked out by the pre-snap movement, trying to regain and understand whose job it is to cover the flanker, whose job it is to cover the wide receiver that's going in motion, and to keep tabs on the running back. Del Campo confusing them early with those pre-snap movements. Second and goal, 5:32 to play in the first quarter. Another man in motion. End around. This is Richmond. Richmond, flag on the play as Richmond is out across the 10, tackled near the 6. And with 5:20 to go, another flag on the play. And it's going to be a hold on Del Campo, and so another flag.
Holding. The call against Del Campo.
Second and goal just got a little bit tougher here for Del Campo. And we're going to repeat second and goal. But, yeah, Del Campo so far has been moving the ball at will on Placer. The Hillmen have had one play on offense. The defense has been out there now for at least 5 minutes. You have to wonder, obviously very early in the ballgame, but you have to wonder the type of toll that takes on your defense when that kind of energy and stamina is being wasted. The holding call on Del Campo, officially moves this ball back to the Hillmen 20-yard line. And the referees now congregating, seeing where that ball is going to be officially placed. They're going to push it back 2 more yards to the 22. It's technically second and long. If Del Campo moves the sticks past the 5-yard line, it would then be first and goal. My apologies. Reyna in the gun for the first time tonight. He's going to keep it, bounce it out to the far side. Another flag is thrown. No flag there. It's just a ball thrown up in the air as Reyna is out near the 10-yard line for a gain of around 12.
Third down
here for Del Campo. You thought there was a flag there for a minute. It's kind of hard to see on that far sideline. A lot of flying objects getting lost in the light. Going to see where he's officially marked out of bounds. The referees once again communicating at midfield. And it actually was a penalty. So we'll wait to see what the penalty is. And it's another flag on Del Campo.
We have an illegal motion.
They're going to call it a legal motion, or actually a false start. So it's a false start on Del Campo.
The call against Del Campo. You'll replay second.
Matt Costa wants to know for Del Campo what the call is, because originally it was a legal motion. Now it's a false start. Nonetheless, it'll be third and long for Del Campo here. And for the Hillmen, this would be a perfect time to get off the field with 5:08 remaining in the first quarter. If math serves me right, they've been on the field, as mentioned, for a total of 6 minutes and 33 seconds on defense. The Hillmen would love to get Del Campo not in the end zone and to get them off the football field. As the Del Campo sideline, enthusiastic to say the least. They had to have been confident coming into this game they could hold their own. They're 4-0 for a reason. But the way Placer's defense has been so dominant this year, no doubt they are definitely happy that they have been able to move the ball at will the way they have. And for the Hillmen, they're just looking to get off the field. So we'll wait to see what our football was put on the penalty. 5:08 to play in the first quarter. As the refs continue to try and talk to Matt Costa, Del Campo has utilized that pre-snap motion very successfully, I might add, in the early going. But it looks like Placer has been able to get the timing down and the tendencies down. While at the same time, Del Campo has been pushed backwards on their own, albeit by penalties, albeit by mistakes of their own doing. And the referees will place the football. They're going to look to see where they're going to place it here post-penalty after the false start. As this penalty now is going to put Del Campo back to the Hillmen 27. In order for them to make it first and goal, they're going to have to get this ball past the Hillmen 4-yard line. So 3rd and 23 for Del Campo here. Reyna going under center. The snap. Reyna back to pass. A lot of time. Darts out of the pocket. De Silva's coming. He gets by De Silva on the far side. Reyna still going. Going to scramble. Still looking for somebody. He's going to go forward and just go out of bounds. And so Ivan De Silva bearing down on Angelo Reyna gets him to dart out of the pocket and avoid a first down conversion there, as Ivan De Silva, all 280 pounds of him, coming through the line at ease on that play for the first time tonight. It's only a gain of a couple, and now Matt Costa has got an interesting call to make here with 4:49 to go in the first, as Del Campo has taken 7 minutes off the clock. They're not going to opt for a field goal. They're going to try to pick up this first down. So the Hillmen with a grand opportunity to walk out of this situation with no points accrued to the Cougars. They gave Reyna a gain of 7, so now it's 3rd and 16, and now another penalty as a flag goes flying. It's a delay of game for Del Campo. So a 5-yard penalty negates the run by Reyna. It's now 3rd and 21 coming up. So 3 penalties, and I'm trying to count on the top of my head, and like I'm assuming the last 5 or 6 plays for Del Campo have pushed them all the way back past the Hillmen 30. Del Campo with a long way to go to convert this first down. Reyna under center. Play action. Going to go all the way downfield. Pass is overthrown. Incomplete, including intended for Dent. And the Hillmen take over on downs. Actually, it's going to be 4th down. So yeah, I might have counted the plays wrong. So 4th down coming up. Now it's officially, my apologies, now officially a decision to make for Matt Costa and company here on 4th down. Fourth and a long way to go for Del Campo with 4:39 to play in the first quarter. Reyna in the gun. 2 wideouts to the far side, 2 to the near side. Play action. Reyna darts out of the pocket near side. Pressure coming. He's looking for somebody. Throws it to the end zone. Passes. Caught. Touchdown, Del Campo. What a play by Angelo Reyna with pressure bearing down. He darted out of the pocket. He found his man downfield, and just like that, Del Campo has struck on a 30-yard bomb on fourth and long, and they lead it 6-0 pending the extra PAT. What a backbreaker for Placer. Del Campo backed themselves up on their own with numerous penalties, and then on fourth down, Reyna darting out of the pocket, scrambling, finding a man in the near side corner of the end zone as the extra point hits the crossbar and bounces up and over. So Del Campo so far pushing all the right buttons, and your Hillmen find themselves down 7-0 for the second week in a row. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, your one-stop shop for all your trophy needs. Auburn Trophies. 7-0 Del Campo. They took the long route, but they got it done, and they knock off 7 minutes after the Hillmen get the opening kickoff, and then Baylor Kelly fumbles the football on the opening play of the opening drive. So the Hillmen now looking to regain possession and finally get their offense cooking. They're down 7-0, and you don't want to take anything away, folks, from Del Campo. They had a very impressive first drive to start this game for what it was, but the Hillmen, they did kind of shoot themselves in the foot. So the Hillmen now looking to get their kickoff team on the field as Del Campo kicking the ball off here, and Baylor Kelly, who had the fumble, very uncharacteristic of himself, back to return it. Reyna back to kick it off for Del Campo. And this one's a high one near the 35. It's a fair catch by Azzarello at the Hillmen 35. So the Hillmen back on offense. And for the second straight week in a row, they've had a turnover in the first half. And so Ryan Miller and company will start this drive from their own 34.
Correction, first and 10, Hillmen at the 35.
And they're actually going to start at the 35, so 1 yard difference. Second drive of the game for your Hillmen starts at the 35, as the last time they had it, one play, one fumble, one turnover. Wing T shotgun, Ryan Miller back to pass. Has time, dumps it off in the flat to Sean Jones. Jones across the 40, breaks a tackle, lunges forward near the 43. A gain of about 8 there for Sean Jones, and Sean Jones, who really has been the bell cow, the workhorse who runs the football up in the trenches, gets a good little chunk of change right there on first and 10. The ball officially placed at the Hillmen 42 for a gain of 7. Second and 3 coming up now. Placer wanted to get this across the 45. They go up the middle of Jones again. Sean Jones has the first down. Spinning around, he's tackled at midfield. Gain of 8 on the run for Sean Jones as the ball placed at midfield. We are officially under 4 minutes here in the first quarter as Del Campo, two plays in, Placer so far so good on offense, a different tune than the opening drive. First and 10 from midfield. Miller hands it off. This is Baylor Kelly. Kelly's got room. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Baylor across the 15, 10. Stiff arm, and he's out of bounds near the 5. So Baylor Kelly on his second run of the night. A way different tune than the opening fumble. And the Hillmen have first and goal in deep Del Campo territory. They're going to spot the ball at the 4-yard line. And so now the Hillmen can get a little creative here on first and goal with 3:23 to play in the first. Wing T. And they're going to give it up the middle, and it looks like they might be a little short. No, they might have it. We're waiting for a signal, and it looks like they will be about 2 yards short. We're waiting to see who had the ball there. It looks like they gave it to Baylor.
Second and goal,
second and goal coming up here as Placer gets it to the 1 yard line. So all that stands between the Hillmen and their first points of the night is 1 yard. 2:50 to play in the first. And the Hillmen can get extra creative here on second and goal from the one. They go right up the middle and lunging forward. It looks like it's Kelly. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. So Baylor Kelly with another touchdown. And the Hillmen, one PAT away from tying this up at seven. And the Hillmen in less than eight plays go right down the field and get their first points on the board after a miscue on the opening drive. Andrew Marcus in for the PAT. Snap good, hold good, kick is up, and it is no good. So Andrew Marcus's PAT goes a little left, and it remains a one-point advantage, a slim but firm advantage for Del Campo as Marcus, he had good height and distance on the PAT, but it just went a little too far left at the last second. But nonetheless, the Hillmen are on the board. They answer after Del Campo has the back-breaking bomb dropped on the Hillmen for a big-time 30-plus yard play in the end zone. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn Valley. For all your trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies in Auburn. 7-6, Del Campo in a battle of the unbeatens in the FVL. Your Hillmen on the road, trail by one after Baylor Kelly powered them to the goal line on a big 45-plus yard run. And then he finished the job with another touchdown. Over 10 touchdowns on the year combined on offense for Baylor Kelly as the Hillmen offense, who has been averaging at least 30 points per game so far through four games this year, with another TD. Marcus, who missed the PAT, bangs this kickoff near the five. It is taken by Dent. Dent across the 25-30. Knocked back to the 25. Going to see where they mark this ball. And they're going to say he was down the 25. So here comes Reyna and company. Del Campo last time went over 35-plus yards and 6 minutes on their opening drive. They lead 7-6 as we close in here at the 2:30 mark of the first quarter. They will officially mark the ball at the Del Campo 24 to start. 2:19 to play, clock running. As Reyna and company come up to the line of scrimmage. Placer has had problems with the pre-snap movement, but as the game's gone on, they have gotten it tightened up. They send Dent in motion. They go up the middle to Smith, as Smith might have gotten one. Second and nine coming up.
Dent on the carry. Second down, Cougars.
And they're going to mark the ball officially at the 25. So they'll say Smith got back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 coming up, 1:40 to play in the first quarter. We're under 2 minutes to go here on KI Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM. Reyna and company have given Placer problems with the I-back formation all night so far. They send another man in motion. Second and nine, play action. Reyna backs up. Pressure coming all the way downfield. Has a man. Is off the hands of the intended receiver. Luke Platzer was right there. It looked like for a minute Luke was going to have enough room to intercept the ball near the Hillmen 35. Reyna overshot his receiver and Luke. And now third and long coming up now as Del Campo, to move the sticks, has to get it across their own 34. So Reyna and Matt Costa, head coach, have been not afraid tonight so far to take shots downfield. They've already burned your Hillmen once. They tried to do it there and knock on the door. Nobody answered. Please leave a voicemail after the tone. 1:17 to go. Del Campo looking to tack on to this 7-6 advantage. Got to get it past their own 34 on third and nine. Flag in the backfield. Reyna takes it on the keeper. He still going, breaks another tackle, then swarmed on the far sideline near the line of scrimmage. As we'll wait to see what that flag is. Clock officially stops at 1:08 in the first. And that flag occurred just as the ball was snapped. It's going to be on Del Campo. It's going to be a holding call and an illegal shift.
Illegal shift, the call against Del Campo.
And it looks like we're going to replay third down. So the Hillmen declined the penalty on the illegal shift. Third and way long coming up now. As the football is now officially marked. Still the 26. The Hillmen decline it, so now fourth and eight coming up. Del Campo, by the looks of it, going to go for it here. They're going to call it fourth and eight. 1 minute to play in the first. Del Campo has to get it to their own 34 to move the sticks. Shotgun for Reyna. He backs up, and now they're going to punt it away as Reyna set to punt this one back. The Hillmen get their hands on it as the ball is tipped near the 45. Baylor Kelly has no chance to return it. Ball is knocked out of the 43. It looked like for a minute that Ivan Da Silva got his fingertip on the football as it was released off the foot of the punter. And nonetheless, the Hillmen with great field position for their third drive of the game thus far, as the ball will be officially spotted at their own 43. 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. The way the Hillmen struck so fast and so quickly on the last drive, you got to think Coach Montoya and company will try to do the same with 38 seconds remaining in the first. Wing T under center goes Ryan Miller. They fake it up the middle, try to give it to Sean Jones, and he just got back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 coming up.
Second down, Hillmen.
25 seconds remaining in the first quarter. As the Hillmen will bring in a couple of different players. They're going to bring in Kiefer Abbs. Usually when Kiefer is on the field, that means they're going to try a pass play. 15 seconds to go. Hillmen likely will get one final play before the first quarter ends. Miller under center sends Baylor Kelly in motion. Play action. Back to pass. Ryan, he finds Sanchez Harlow on the flat. Overthrows him. Incomplete. 3 seconds to go on the first. Third down coming up. So now the Hillmen, not the way they drew that up. So now they have to get a playoff here on third and 10. The clock stopping with 3 seconds. Ball is at the Hillmen 43. They've got to get it past Del Campo's 48 to move the sticks. And if Joey Montoya could replay that one, he definitely would have liked at least a couple of yards there. The clock would have continued to run, and the Hillmen would have been in a way better position to start the second quarter on third and short as opposed to third and long. No turning back. Miller, back to pass. Pressure coming. Dumps it off on the flat to Baylor Kelly. Across the 50, they have the first down. Flag on the play as Kelly darts outside the 45. Still going is Baylor Kelly, 30, and he's tackled at the Hillmen 25. It looks like this one might be coming back. As Kelly kept going and Del Campo stopped playing, they might have thought he was down, and we'll wait to see what the flag is. They're going to say it's in the back. It could be a block in the back on the Hillmen. As the refs meet to see what the flag is, a great design play as the pressure was coming. Baylor released into the second row of defenders, had plenty of blockers, and yes, this one looks to be coming back, so that is a crusher for the Hillmen, who had the first down, and we're going to start the second quarter in enemy territory. And they're going to call it a holding call. And it's going to be a 10-yard penalty, and they're going to repeat third down. Third and 10, excuse me. So they're going to replay third down here, which will be the final play of the first quarter, as time has expired. So the Hillmen looking to move the chains here with 0.0 remaining in the first quarter. This has been, by question so far, the most highly contested game of the year for the Hillmen. They're down 1 point, and actually there's not going to be another play. So the first quarter is over. Your Hillmen down one. We're going to take a quick commercial break here on KI Radio. Your Hillmen look to regain find the lead for the first time in the game here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
Welcome back. Your Hillman down one against undefeated Del Campo, 7-6. The last time there was action on the field, your Hillman had the first down on the screen pass to Baylor Kelly, but a holding call negated the first down. And as a result, they find themselves here on 3rd and 10, looking to get to the Del Campo 47 to move the chains. Welcome back to KI Radio. Keith Joganatis on the call, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. If you were judging and evaluating this season, early season thus far in quarters, this has been the most competitive first quarter. The Hillmen have withered and withstood by an opponent. They're down 1 point, but Del Campo has beat them so far at their own game. Miller on 3rd and 10. Pressure coming. Steps up, throws it. Baylor Kelly has dropped the ball. Baylor saw room ahead of him. He got caught up in the moment, and he just straight dropped it. Fourth down coming up for the Hillmen, who will be forced to punt as it is officially a 3-and-out. So the Hillmen offense, which has been firing on all cylinders so far this year, with a 3-and-out that originally was going to keep going inside Del Campo territory. The penalty negated that conversion on third down. As a result, the drop pass by Kelly makes it fourth down as Marcus back to punt the ball. Good snap, fielded by Marcus. It's a low kick, gets a good roll, and it's going to be out near the Del Campo 40. Now we got a flag on the play. Can't wait to see what this is about. And it's going to be a sideline warning on Del Campo.
Sideline warning against
the referee saying Del Campo sideline a little too crowded.
First and 10.
Nonetheless, a sideline warning is going to be issued to the Cougars. They'll still retain possession of the football as Del Campo, the last time they had the ball, plaster held firm. They took their shots downfield. As this ball is going to start, this drive is going to start for Del Campo. From their own, looks to be 39-yard line. The Hillmen defense, this is why you have a, it's why it's, it pays to have a rock-solid defense. The Hillmen defense keeping them in the game so far, despite the woes on offense. The uncharacteristic woes on offense, I would say. Reyna and company in the shotgun, making some adjustments. Richmond goes to the near side. Reyna goes under center. Sends a man in motion. It's Dent. Dent on the end around. Tries to make a move. He is tackled near the line of scrimmage by Cole Keim, who had that one figured out from the start.
Second down, Cougars.
Second and 9 now. It's a gain of 1 by Dent on the end around. Ball now at the what looks to be Del Campo 41. So a gain of 2, actually. Second and 8 coming up. .10:55 to play in the first half as the Hillmen defense hanging tough here. DC has kind of confused them with the end arounds and the pre-snap motion in the backfield. The Hillmen defense slowly but surely figuring it out. Two wideouts to the far side, two in bunch formation on the near. They're going to send Dent in motion, going to get another flag here as the play is whistled dead. And that's going to be actually a timeout, not a flag. So a timeout for Del Campo. And Matt Costa, they've got one timeout remaining. We're going to take a quick break here. Hillmen down 1, 2nd and 9 coming up here in the second quarter on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Hi, Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance, and inflation has never been so real. What better way to put money back in your pocket than saving money on insurance? Don't let another season pass without checking on your rates. Bonds, general liability, and workman's comp are just a few of the products we offer, and the savings can be staggering. Give us a crack and hit a home run with Homer Insurance. Call 916-339-7070 right now and find out how much you can save. That's 916-339-7070.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis, KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. The score with 10:33 remaining in the second quarter. The Hillmen down 1-7-6 on the road here in Sacramento in Del Campo to the DC Cougars. A big second and nine coming up here from the Del Campo 41. To move the sticks, they're going to have to get to their own 49 or better. Bunch formation again for Del Campo on the near side. Three wideouts in total. Richmond in motion. End around to Richmond again. He's got room out there. And he is stopped near the 43 in a thudding tackle right there by Azzarello. Third down coming up for Del Campo again here. We're going to be under 10 minutes in the first half. Richmond is stopped for a gain of about two. So that'll make it third and six coming up for Del Campo from their own 43. And Del Campo has had a couple of plays where they've gone long. You have to wonder with all these end arounds if they'll try some play action to get Placer to bite on third and six. Reyna under center, empty backfield. Play action. Over the middle, pass is, they're going to say, complete. That catch made at the 45 by Williams, and that'll move the sticks. Gain of 12 on the play action, and the ball is on a fresh set of downs for Del Campo at the Placer 45. So as kind of predicted, Del Campo on the play action moves the sticks to the Hillman 45 with 9:27 and counting in the first half. Reyna and company moving the football at will in the passing game. Up the middle. This is Richmond, who is out across the 40 for a gain of about six. Second and short coming up. Actually, Smith on the carry. Now we've got a player on the field looking to rest his legs. They're going to officially mark the ball at the Hillman 39. And that injured player seemingly gets up. It might be cramps. The weather is very humid, as mentioned in the pregame. And the air, while it's cooled down a little bit, still thick with humidity. Second and four now. Ball is officially marked at the Hillman 39. And now we're going to get some pre-snap movement, and two flags come. It's going to be a false start for Del Campo. So it seems to be like the sixth or seventh penalty flag thrown on offense for Del Campo. That's going to negate the five-yard run by Smith. It'll make it second and nine from the DC 44.
The pink links are for sale. $1 for one link, $5 for five. All proceeds will benefit the American Cancer Society.
So the Hillmen have been given a slew of penalty flags by Del Campo. A 29 to play. Ball marked at the Placer 44. Hillman trying to get a big stop on defense here with 8:14 to play in the first half. Reyna, another pre-snap motion. Play action, bootlegs it out. De Silva coming. Reyna's going to take it and run as he just runs out of bounds near the Hillman 40. He's officially marked out at the 39 for a gain of five. So it'll be third and short coming up now for Del Campo. 7:58, they'll officially spot the ball at the Hillman 37. So in order to move these sticks, Del Campo going to have to get past the Hillman 35. 7:58 to play. Third and four is the call on the field. Reyna under center. And he fumbles the snap, picks it back up, gives it, and a first down for Smith. The snap bobbled in the beginning. And then Reyna was somehow able to field it as he was dropping back. Gave it to Smith, who just lunged forward for the first down. So the Hillman defense continues to try and figure out the trickery of the DC offense. Ball officially marked at the Hillman 34. Fresh new set of downs for Del Campo, who's moving the ball at will here in the first half, despite only having 7 points. They've racked up over 100 yards on offense. They go up the middle again to Smith, and Smith is close to the first down marker. He's across the Hillman 30 as they are going to mark him down at the Placer 29. Second and inches coming up now. 7 minutes to play in the first half. Del Campo taking their time, methodically going down the field. You got to give it to Reyna and company. They have pitched a perfect game thus far in how they've handled the pressure and the defensive scheme of Placer. Second and inches. They're going to go up the middle and getting the stop just short again of the first down marker is Dent. Third and short coming up. And another big opportunity for Placer to get off the field on third down. They've had a couple in this drive so far, have not been able to crack the code, which is very uncharacteristic for this defense, who usually has done a fantastic job so far this year of getting off the field on third down. Third and two. Reyna sends a man in motion. They go end around to Richmond, who looks to have the first down.
Richmond on the carry. Fourth down, Cougars.
And they're going to say Richmond's actually short. So fourth and short coming up now for Del Campo. Looked like Richmond had that final lunge. The refs are going to say he's short by a couple of inches. Ball is officially marked at the 25. If Del Campo gets a foot here or there, they've got the first down. If they don't, Placer will take over on downs. 5:19 to play in the first half. Reyna under center. They're going to go up the middle. It's going to be, by the looks of it, a first down for Del Campo. Wait a minute. They're going to say the ball came out, but the play was over by then, so it's a first down for Del Campo as they convert on fourth and inches. It looked like the ball came out at the last second. The refs say Richmond was down by contact. First down for Del Campo. Ball is marked at the Placer 24, and that's where the fresh new set of downs begins for Del Campo, who's moved the ball at will here from their own 43. Reyna, quarterback keeper, bounced it out to the far side. He's tackled near the 20.
Reyna on the keeper, second down, Cougars.
We're going to see this ball is marked here. It looks to be the Hillman 23. Second and a couple coming up now. They're actually going to mark this at the Hillman 20, so second and seven. Del Campo's got to get it to the Hillman 13 to move the sticks. Del Campo has chewed more than half the clock off the second quarter. And the Hillman defense got to be tired, got to be worn down a little bit. Reyna, play action, another bootleg, has time, evaluating the scene, drops back, spins out of one potential sack, another, keeps going up the middle, is finally wrestled down in the backfield. You got to give it a Reyna there. He was buying plenty of time, trying to find a man downfield, but the Hillmen are able to come up with a sack, and now third and long coming up. So the Hillmen defense finally able to get Reyna, track him down, and with 3:25, a huge third down play coming up now for Del Campo and especially for your Hillmen. Ball officially marked at the 24. It's going to be third and seven coming up. .303 to play in the first half as Matt Acosta and Angel Reyna talk about this. You have to wonder what they're going to draw up here. They've been accustomed to play action. Now we're going to get a timeout. Timeout, Placer. Actually, Del Campo. So Del Campo has no more timeouts with 2:48. They've got a huge decision to make on third down, up 7-6. Your Hillmen trying to get the ball back and score and take the lead on offense here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Strictly Toyondas on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. They understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyondas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyondas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyondas.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
Welcome back. 2:48 to play here on KHI Radio in the first half. 950 AM, 104.5 FM. A huge third and seven for the Del Campo Cougars against your Hillmen, who trailed Del Campo 7-6 in the first half. Reyna under center. Third and seven. Sends a man in motion. Play action. Reyna has time. Throws it towards the end zone. Pass is intercepted. It's Kiefer Abs. And Abs has a gateway down the sideline. Across the 40. 45-50. 45-40. Kiefer's still going. 25-20. Makes one man miss. Cuts it back. Still on his feet. Near the 25. And he's tackled. A huge interception in the backfield. Angelo Reyna thought he had a man downfield. He underthrew it, and Kiefer Abs right there for the huge interception, and your Hillmen in business at the Del Campo 15.
Tackle made by Reyna.
And that is the kind of turnover that your Hillmen needed to get back in the ball game. And so with 2:24, plenty of clock, and all three of their timeouts remaining, the Hillmen have a chance now to take the lead for the first time in the contest. Wing T at the 14. Miller hands it up the middle. Sean Jones finds his way for a couple to the DC 5. Kiefer Abs with a huge interception. It couldn't have come at a better time in the game. 7-6, 1:58 to play. .150 to go. The Hillmen knocking on the door. Second down, up the middle. Jones again. Sean Jones still going. They're going to tackle Sean Jones near the four-yard line. So a huge, huge third down coming up.
This is third.
Joey Montoya electing not to use any of those remaining two timeouts. I want to be clear, they have two timeouts remaining, not three. My apologies. Two timeouts remaining. 1:18 to play. They go up the middle to Sean Jones again. Jones looked like he might be short, and he is. So we got a flag at the end of this play. So some extracurriculars after the play as Jones tackled just short of the first down marker. The refs congregating near the 3-yard line to see what the flag is. Usually when you meet for this long, you think about just negating it and waving the flag. And in a huge situation like this, you'll wonder if they're going to do just that. The flag was thrown way after Sean Jones was tackled near the goal line. It's a personal foul on Del Campo. And so that'll make it first and goal. They're actually going to say it might be on both Del Campo and Placer, the personal foul. We're going to see. They're actually going to say offsides on Placer. So personal foul and offsides. Personal foul on Del Campo. Offsides on Placer. That's going to move it all the way back outside the 10. That's a back-breaking penalty for Placer. And that'll move the ball right smack at the 10-yard line. The Chains show first down. We're going to wait to see what the down call is. It should be third down. Right now the marker's showing first and 10. So first and 10 is what the markers are showing from the 10-yard line. So a couple of fouls there. First and 10 for Placer at the 10. Up the middle, Baylor Kelly breaks one tackle, trying to move forward. He's finally wrapped up near the 9-yard line. It's a gain of one with 52 seconds remaining in the first half. The Hillmen have two timeouts remaining. Joey Montoya has not used either of those timeouts. So another mix-up, actually. They have three timeouts. So the Hillmen have three timeouts, not two. So now we got that right. 33 seconds to go in the first half. Second and 10. Miller, play action. Dumps it off. And near the sticks is Kelly, who is in for the touchdown. Placer Hillmen. Baylor Kelly's second touchdown of the game. And the Hillmen have for the first time taken the lead 12-7 pending the PAT with 23 seconds to go in the first half.
The score is Placer 12, Del Campo 7, 23.4 seconds left in the first half.
And it's a play action on the PAT. It's caught for the two-point conversion. Ryan Miller took the snap. Andrew Marcus backed up. They found Cole Keim, and the Hillmen have converted on the fake PAT for a two-point conversion. 14-7. Twenty-three seconds remaining in the first half, and the Hillmen, who have yet to trail in the first half, they will not do such, barring anything happening in the remaining 23 seconds of this first half, and they'll once again, for the fifth straight game, go into the half with a lead as long as they can hold Del Campo from scoring a touchdown with 23 seconds remaining. Del Campo, unfortunately, has used all of their timeouts in the first half already, so they're not able to stop the clock barring a first down or going out of bounds. Marcus's kick is fair catched near the 35, and that's where Del Campo will start this drive. So Del Campo starts this drive from the 35 with 22.6 seconds remaining in the first half. Looking to try some magic here to potentially tie it up against your Hillmen. It looks like there will be none of that as Reyna will take a knee and we will go into halftime. Man, what a first half it was for your Hillmen. They had turnovers, they had miscues on offense and defense, yet somehow, some way, our Hillmen, lead it by 7, will go to halftime. We'll see in about 15 minutes for the conclusion. The score at the half, your Hillmen 14, Del Campo 7 here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Give me an A! Give me an A! Give me an A! are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K-High.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics. Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
Mike Ramey at the K-High Sports Desk, giving you some other high school scores from around the area. Right now in the third quarter, Oak Ridge leading Del Oro 28-7. Oak Ridge trying to win their first game, but all three of their first games were tough contests. Granite Bay and Jesuit. Let's see, Grizzlies leading right now 24-16. Roseville is leading Yuba City 6-0. Roseville taking on the Placer Hillman next Friday here in Auburn. Folsom over Rockland at this halftime, 24-7. Whitney over Davis, 21-3, also at halftime. And our score at half, Placer 14, Del Campbell 7, will be returning to D.C. Del Campbell shortly. Baseball-wise, A's and the Yankees tied up 1-1 there in the seventh inning.
Calling all big thinkers. The world's climate is changing. These aren't new facts, but it means we must think in new ways about how we can live, prosper, and provide energy for our world while protecting our planet. Engineers are answering the call to create cleaner, safer, reliable energy. Solar power, harnessing the power of the sun to light all corners of the globe. Wind power, channeling a simple breeze to bring electricity to our homes. Hydropower, using the natural flow of water to generate electricity. Nuclear power, engineering advanced reactors that are safer, more reliable, and produce zero carbon emissions. Engineers are leading the way and empowering the next generation. Engineers answer the call. Brought to you by the National Academy of Engineering. Learn more at nae.edu.
Strictly Toyandos on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. Now, they understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyandos also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as all other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyandos at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyandos.
This is Hollywood. Matthias Bohm Bell with you. Cohen Media Group offers Merchant Ivory, a new documentary about one of the longest-lasting filmmaking teams in movie history. Ismael Merchant and James Ivory who made 43 films between 1961 and 2007, with a core team of Ruth Prower Jabvala, who wrote 23 of them, Richard Robbins, who scored 21, James Ivory, who directed 30, and Ismail Merchant, who produced 42 extraordinary movies that leave lasting memories for all who see them. The documentary episodically looks not only at their most adored films, like the 1985 box office smash A Room with a View, which ran in some theaters for over a year, but their early work in the 1970s, like The Wild Party, The Bostonians, Morris, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, The Remains of the Day, and Howard's End. James Ivory relates his memory of working on these movies, offering a glimpse of how these masterpieces were made with little to no budgets, often starting the careers of many great actors of today, several who are interviewed on screen. Merchant Ivory is a documentary revealing a creative aesthetic team as important to cinema as the Lewin brothers or Powell and Pressburger, and is excellent. Follow me on Facebook at Matthias Bombal's Hollywood or mabhollywood.com. This is your pal, Matthias Bombal, bidding you a fond farewell.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I am Penn Holderness.
And we're here to remind you to get your cancer screenings.
Now, we don't have cancer, but we do want to keep it that way.
And while you don't have to race to the doctor.
Oh, but I like races, honey, especially when they're amazing races.
I see what you did there. But you do need to make time for routine screenings. I schedule my annual mammogram and gyno appointments every year around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
Well, that sounds like fun. Can I get in on that? I mean, I like lunch.
Well, you have a colon and you're over 45 and you have lungs.
Yeah.
And didn't you smoke in college?
Well, a little bit.
Okay, so seriously, Penn, if there is something, early detection can make all the difference.
Okay, I'll get screened.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings for breast, cervical, colorectal, lung, and prostate cancers can detect cancer early, even before symptoms appear.
Please visit preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Because early detection equals better outcomes.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed. Quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Tune in to the K-High Corral every Saturday at 7 a.m. here on the Voice of the Foothills.
Fun fact.
Yeah?
Every centimeter of toe growth past what it should be, it's 110 pounds on the navicular bone of extra weight.
So, God, it makes my legs ache right now.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. That's scary. Because navicular, you're done.
Yeah, the navicular bone is very important.
Yeah, you're not riding or doing much else.
Listen in to Connie and the Gang, and you'll never know what you're gonna find. Everything from pets in the studio, oh yeah, that's a real thing, to the advice you've come to count on. So join Connie and a cast of thousands on the K-High Corral, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m., here on 104.5 FM, AM 950, and streaming all over the world at khigh.com.
California Headline News. 8 Orange County firefighters were injured overnight when their fire truck hit a guardrail and flipped several times after swerving to avoid a ladder on the 241 toll road in Irvine. 6 are in critical condition. OC Fire Authority Chief Brian Fennessy says
many of the injured are going to be hospitalized for quite a while. But having met with the families last night, visiting the hospitals, you can imagine the pain that they're in and the pain that all of us are in.
They were returning from a fire in the Santa Ana Mountains. A new monument honoring poet Maya Angelou on display in San Francisco. Ralph Remington with the city's Arts Commission says Angelou was terrific.
An award-winning author and poet, Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient, civil rights leader, and a phenomenal woman of many firsts.
The monument in front of the San Francisco Public Library. California's jobless rate rose from 5.2% in July to 5.3% in August. Bob McClay, California Headline News.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a sun dancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me, and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For over 30 years, the team of health food professionals at Sunrise Natural Foods have been helping the community find the best supplements and health foods to live a healthy lifestyle. Our team of buyers and product consultants research and purchase the best nutritional products that science can offer. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Halftime is all but over as your Hillmen lead it 14-7, looking to preserve their undefeated record at 4-0, going into 5-0, hopefully, here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, against the undefeated Del Campo Cougars. Keith Joganatis with you here once again. It was an eventful first half. It looked like your Hillmen, for the first time all year, would go into the first half trailing, albeit by 1 point, but nonetheless trailing for the first time 7-6. Nonetheless, your Hillmen intercepting Angelo Reyna at the 10-yard line, as it looked like Del Campo was going to tack on more points. Kiefer Abs, nonetheless, intercepting the pass at the 10-yard line. He took it all the way back to the Del Campo 20. From there, they punched it in. And then the trickery of all trickery from Joey Montoya and company, a fake PAT for a two-point conversion. That made it 14-7 as Marcus mixed the PAT on the first touchdown for your Hillman. So it's 14-7. Your Hillman lead it by 7. Going into the second half, and your Hillman took the ball first. They fumbled it on the first play of the first half. They've responded. They're up 7. It's a slim but firm lead, and Del Campo has proven throughout this contest so far they are more than ready to face the challenge of knocking off Placer. This game is brought to you, as usual, by the Mel's Diner. The Mel's Diner near Highway 49, and, of course, Auburn Trophies for all your trophy and plaque needs. And, you know, the Hillman really, you hate to say it, but they've had some instances where they've beaten themselves up tonight. They have had some penalties, turnovers. They've been gift-wrapped some penalties by Del Campo. Del Campo, as a result of that, has been pushed back, albeit on their first touchdown. They dropped the bomb on fourth and long. And so the Hillman really have given Del Campo an opportunity to stay in this game. And the longer you allow an opponent to stay into a contest, the longer the game drags on and gives that team a chance to pull the upset. A lot of people thought the Hillman would win this game by 15, maybe 20. Nonetheless, the Hillman up 7, looking to preserve their undefeated record. Del Campo will get the ball to start the second half. It's going to be really interesting to see how Del Campo goes about and how aggressive they are. They have really confused the Hillman all night with pre-snap motion and penalties.
Are you ready for some football?
The Hillman up 7. Del Campo will get the ball, as mentioned, to start the second half here on K-High Radio. Trailing 7, your Hillman defense, they've had their moments, but really Del Campo has given them fits. At the same time, though, it looked like in that last drive on defense, the Hillman had finally got the timing down of the pre-snap movements. They were able in some certain circumstances to get Reyna off his block, make him dart out of the pocket, and, of course, that last mistake on the interception to Kiefer Abs. Times 2 is all that separates the Hillman from keeping their undefeated season. But, again, as mentioned, they are going to have to play some good quality football. They've been doing that here or there as Marcus kicks it off, and the second half has begun. Dent takes it near the Del Campo 10. Stutter step, cuts it back inside, still on his feet as Dent is tackled at the 30. So here comes Reyna and company.
Our second half is underway.
11:52 to play in the third quarter. And the Hillman are looking to get off to a good start on defense, and a Placer player is down near the 30-yard line. We will take a break to see who it is. We'll come back in about 30 seconds here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Needs make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
Welcome back, KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. We just got done with the second half kickoff. A player injured on the field. We don't know if it's a cramp or whether it's an actual serious injury, as said player remains down on the field with 11:52 to play. We're still trying to figure out who it is. Both teams trying to assess where they're at. As that player has gotten up, we'll wait to see who it is as he turns around to reveal his number. And it is number 10 on the field for your Hillman, who has to be carried off. I wouldn't say carried off, excuse me, like limps off. As that player is going to be number 10, Elias Comfort, the senior defensive back, with like a leg injury, a lower leg injury. So 11:52 to play, and that's where this drive will start at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for Del Campo. They officially mark it at the 28. So first and 10 from the DC 28. Reyna under center, and play begins. They're going to send Dent in motion. They're going to give it to Smith, who is tackled at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be Azzarello there on the tackle, as well as Kime, the linebacker. So second and 10 coming up, and the Hillman in the first half struggled with that first half as far as reading the pre-snap motion. And, you know, Del Campo's done it nearly every play. So now your Hillman are used to it. They're going to give Smith a gain of one. So second and 9 now from the DC 29. The Hillman go under center. They send Dent in motion. They're going to go up the middle again. There's nothing doing there as Ivan Da Silva comes in for the stop in the trenches. Third and long coming up now is Ivan Da Silva. And Atkinson right there to put an end to that play. Third and 9 coming up, and a grand chance for the Hillman to get off the field and force an early 3 and out here in the third quarter. Del Campo taking their time. They have burned the Hillman on third down. They've converted 3 third downs so far, at least 3 by my account, in this game so far. 10:23 to play. Del Campo under center. Got to get to their own 39 to move the chains. Play action for Reyna. Bootleg. Pressure coming. Throws it over the middle. It's incomplete. Low as Reyna took a shot from Ivan Da Silva. Fourth down coming up. 3 and out. Del Campo looking to punt this one away. And you have to wonder if they are. I mean, they're deep in their own territory. Reyna acts as the punter, so he can be either a quarterback or option out to kick the football. Fourth and 8 coming up, 10:08 to play in the third. As Reyna comes to the line of scrimmage, so it looks like Del Campo potentially is going for it here. And now we're going to get a whistle, and we're going to get a timeout. And actually, we're going to get a flag on the play, so a flag is down. I want to see if they're waving the flag here or not, as the refs are going to congregate at midfield. 10:03 to play here. Fourth and 8 for the time being. So no word if there's a flag or not. It looks like the flag has been discontinued. So fourth and 8. Del Campo's got to get it to their own 39 to move the 6. They're currently at their own 31. And now they're going to opt for the punt. And Baylor Kelly trots back quickly to the Placer 40. It's a high kick end over. It's going to be spotted at the 40. Knocked out of bounds, and the refs will mark it down at the Hillman 41. So with 9:51 to go in the third quarter, the Hillman up 7, now with a chance to make it a two-possession ball game. The offense aided tremendously on their last drive by the Abs interception, which set them up inside Del Campo's own 25. They punched it in a couple of plays later. This first drive for the Hillman in the second half starts at their own 41. Miller goes under center. It's actually going to be a wildcat. Baylor Kelly fields it. Kelly ahead. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. One man to beat. 20, 15, 10. He's going to score. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. One play, one touchdown. 59 yards for Baylor Kelly, his third touchdown of the night, and the Hillman have made it a 13-point game pending the PAT. They wind up in a Wildcat-style formation. Kelly took the snap at quarterback in the gun. He went right up the middle. He had a sliver on the near side. He burst through, had one man to beat the safety. He did it, no problem. And you see the versatility of Baylor Kelly as Marcus attempting the PAT. This one is good. So 1 for 2 on the night as far as PATs is Marcus. So the Hillman up 21-7. As Baylor Kelly knocks it through with a big run. And Kelly, who had the fumble early on, redeeming himself and them some. That is the type of player he is. He has not gotten down on himself after that fumble. He regrouped. He kept on trucking. And there he went. A touchdown of 59 yards for Baylor Kelly. And the Hillman have retaken the lead by double digits. 21-7. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area. For all your needs, Auburn Trophies, as far as plaques and trophies go. Marcus's kick is high and not very long. It is fair caught at the DC 30.
First and 10, Del Campo from their own 31.
So the drive for Del Campo starts at their own 31. That's where DC will start their second drive of the second half. .9:15 to play in the third quarter. Reyna. Gives it on the end around to Richmond. Richmond looking for something. He is dragged back from the line of scrimmage. And Atkinson right there to knock him back. And the Hillmen get Richmond for a loss of a couple on the first and 10 end around. Second and long coming up now for Del Campo. We are officially under 9 minutes in the third quarter. And for Del Campo, they need points. They need points in a hurry the way that Placer's offense has started to find its footing. And for your Hillmen, it is all according to plan here to start the second half. They're going to mark this ball at what looks to be the DC 29. 8:25 to play. Second and long coming up. Now we're going to get a whistle. And it looks like the referee is going to check Richmond. It might be an equipment thing. Nonetheless, play resumes, and we're back to our normal schedule here. On second and 12, they're going to call it. Reyna under center. Up the middle, they're going to give it to Dent, and Dent is knocked down at the 35. So third down coming up as Dent knocked down near the 35. They're going to essentially mark him down at the 35, and He's going to have to get to about the 41 to move the sticks for Del Campo. .750 to play in the third quarter. Another third down play for Placer. And they're going to say that Dent was actually down to the 34, so it's going to make it third and seven for Del Campo here, looking to move the sticks. The Hillman looking to get off the field. Reyna, play action again. Pressure coming. Rolls out to his left. Escapes pressure momentarily. Still going, and he's going to have to be knocked out of bounds near the 40, near the 35. And so the Hillman are going to force fourth down again. And the Hillman defense, slowly but surely, starting to find those cracks and get through in the pass rush. And more importantly, they have forced Del Campo into another fourth down situation with the Cougars trailing by two scores. And for the Hillman defense, this is the Hillman defense they've been accustomed to seeing the last couple of weeks. They were giving up a couple of big plays there early on as they're going to knock Reyna out of the 36. So it'll be fourth and five coming up, and now DC with a two-touchdown disadvantage is going to punt it once again by the looks of it. High snap. Reyna fields it. Good kick as it hits the 39 and rolls out of bounds. And that's where the second drive for the Hillman will start in the second half. The first one was one play, 59 yards for the touchdown for Baylor Kelly. So the ball actually is spotted at the Hillman 29. That's where the second drive for the Hillman will start with 7:09. They go up the middle to Sean Jones on first and 10. Jones slowly but surely following his blockers for about two there. They're going to call it for Jones, a gain of about five. Actually four, so now it's second and six coming up for the Hillman. They're going to go to Kelly. Kelly breaks one tackle, hurdles over one man, and he's knocked down at around the Hillman 38. So a big third down coming up for Placer. They're going to actually going to mark him way shorter. You thought the spot was going to be a little bit better. Nonetheless, he's knocked about a yard less than we assumed. He's down to the 37. So third and three coming up for the Hillman, who have got to get it past their own 40 to move the chains and get a fresh new set of downs with 6:08 to play in the third quarter. Wing T, Miller under center. And we're going to get a penalty now. A lot of the Hillman on the offensive line saying it's going to be on Del Campo. And it looks like it's going to be on Del Campo. And that will make it a fresh new set of downs without the Hillman even having to snap the ball. Neutral zone infraction is going to push the ball back to the 42, or across the 40 to the 42 for a five-yard penalty. First and 10 from the Hillman 42 coming up. And for the Hillman, they didn't even have to attempt to do anything there. 5:49 to play. Play action. Miller going to go long, and that one is going to be incomplete. For a minute there, it looked like Del Campo was going to have a chance to intercept it. Got a flag on the play as that pass intended for Kiefer Abs, number 16. And it's going to be on the Hillman. Going to replay first down. It'll be first and long here, holding on the Hillman. 10 yards is the call. So the Hillman go from their own 42 to their own 32 to make it first and 20. With 5:41 to go, both teams have experienced their fair share of penalties early here in the third quarter. And the Hillman with a running play, and it's Kelly again, 40, 35, 30. He is gone. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. Another touchdown for Baylor Kelly. And it is a 20 Point advantage pending the PAT now for the Hillmen. Yard touchdown run for Baylor Kelly. His third rushing touchdown on the night, and the Hillmen lead it by 20 with 5:23 to play in the third. The PAT for Marcus is good, and so the Hillmen now lead it by 21 with 5:23 to play in the third. And this is kind of what the Hillmen envisioned, slowly but surely beginning to pull away from Del Campo. .523 to go as the Hillmen up 21. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area for all your trophy needs as the Hillmen up 21. This kickoff by Marcus is knocked at the 30 as Del Campo is able to get on it after muffing the kickoff.
Richmond fields a punt.
Richmond with a muff.
Down and out to Del Campo 25.
And this is where the ball is going to be marked down to the 25 as Del Campo now in a world of hurt. Down 21. Needing points in a hurry. .518 to go as Del Campo down 21 and looking to get some points to stay afloat here at 4-0. Your Hillmen, well, everything going according to plan. Under 5 minutes of play officially in the third as the Hillmen are pulling away now. Reyna. End around to Dent. Makes one man miss, still going. He gets a gain of a couple there. The Hillmen defense just everywhere tonight here in the second half. They have really stepped it up. 4:45 to play with second and 8 coming up now as Dent is going to get this ball. Actually, it's going to be second and 9 as Dent makes it to the DC 26. It is a night and day turnaround for the Hillmen defense, who has slowly but surely turned on the Jets here with 4:25 to play in the third. Under center goes Reyna. Going to send Richmond in motion. Gives it off to Smith up the middle. Smith trying to find his way across the 30. Third down coming up here with 4 minutes to play in the third for Del Campo. And your Hillmen, really, you know, ever since that touchdown, have shut out Del Campo. They have locked in, and they've locked in a major way. They're going to give it 3rd and 5 from the Del Campo 30. DC got to get to the 35 here to move the sticks. Reyna under center. They go to Dent. Dent trying to get across the 35, and it'll be 4th down coming up with 3:23 to play. The Hillmen once again locking in.
Fourth down,
Cougars. 3:07 to play. And it looks like DC now with no choice but to go for it. They've got to get to their own 35 to move the sticks as Reyna goes under center with 2:47 to play in the third. They got to pick up the pace a little bit. Reyna back to pass. Pressure coming. Ball is incomplete. The Hillmen had a beat on that, and they will get a turnover on downs. First and 10 for the Hillmen. They take over at the DC 30, and your Hillmen slowly but surely starting to take control of this game with 2:39 to go in the third. Ball is at the 32 of Del Campo. And that's where this drive will start for the Hillmen with 2:39 to play in the third. Miller fumbles a snap, is able to recover it in the backfield for a loss of one. So Ryan Miller unable to field the first and 10 snap cleanly, but nonetheless able to fall on it with 2:25 in the third. Second and 11 coming up. Two 2:10 to play here in the third. As Hillman handed off, this is Kelly who gets the first down and more, breaking a tackle on the far side. And with under 2 minutes to go, the Hillman moving the sticks. Gain of about 11 there for Baylor Kelly. So they get that 1 yard back and then some on the 10-yard run. As this ball is officially marked down at the 15. We'll call it a gain of about 17 right there. They go to the line of scrimmage in a hurry. 1:37 to play in the third. They're going to hand it off. Sean Jones breaking one tackle, breaking another tackle. Jones at the 10 for a gain of 7. .09 to play, and the Hillmen melting the clock here. Second and a couple after Sean Jones gets it to around the Del Campo 10. Up the middle. Jones hit in the back as he tried to move forward.
This is third.
So third down coming up with under a minute to play. The Hillmen in no rush. Up 21, and now we're going to get a whistle. .39 to play in the fourth. The Hillmen up 21 as the timeout used by Del Campo, and that is going to be their first timeout. Up 21, the Hillmen, if they punch it in here, the game is all but certainly theirs. Up 28, barring a miracle, with 12 minutes and we'll call it 39.4 seconds to go in the second half. They punch it in, up 27, pinning the PAT, up 28 as the clock continues to run here, under 30 seconds in the third. Hillman got to get to at least the 7-yard line to move the sticks. They go up the middle. It's Kelly still going. 5. Touchdown. Plaster Hillman, but a flag comes in late.
Plaster touchdown. Flags the play.
Baylor Kelly, his fourth rushing touchdown. We're going to hold off on celebrations temporarily to see what the flag is about. As they're going to pick the flag up here with 25 seconds. See who it's on. It's going to be a holding on the Hillman, so that touchdown is coming back.
Two fouls,
actually. So a holding on the Hillman.
A holding call against Plaster and an unsportsmanlike conduct against the Hillman.
So the Hillman with an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and a holding penalty, so very uncharacteristic by our Hillman. That's going to take the ball all the way from inside the 10 Both penalties included. And it's going to move it to the 34. So third and a very, very, very long way to go.
It's third down!
25 seconds. The Hillman backed up to the DC 34. Have got to get at least 30 yards to get it inside the 10. You wonder what Joey's going to call here. More than likely could be just a running play to melt the rest of the third quarter clock, which would set up fourth down heading into the fourth. Hillman come out in the wing tee. Miller under center. Play action. Now in the end around to BK. Breaks one tackle to 35. Out across the 30. Cuts it back at the 20. Back to the 30. Now he's out across the far side. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Baylor Kelly is out of bounds. He has the first down. What a conversion on third and long. Baylor Kelly might be, that's got to be the highlight of the year so far. He started on the near side. He cut it back midfield at around the 30, bounced backwards, and then went the long way as Kelly seemingly has moved the sticks on the craziest end-around third down play you will ever see. And the Hillmen are legitimately back where they started before the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty and the holding penalty with 8 seconds in the third. Eight seconds to go. Under 10. Inside the 10 is the Hillman. Snap bobbled. Miller picks it up. Ball still on the ground.
Second down, Placer.
Second and goal coming up, and that will do it for the third quarter. Your Hillman up 21. 12 minutes is all that separates them from fourth quarter. From the fourth quarter, heading into the last 12 minutes of regulation. Your Hillman lead it by 21 against Del Campo on the road here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
And a high school scoreboard update for you. Oak Ridge right now, and it's the final, just came in. Oak Ridge downs Del Oro 28-7. Granite Bay is leading Jesuit 30-17 in the fourth quarter. It's Roseville, who takes on the Hillman next Friday, clobbering Yuba City 28-7 there in the third quarter. Rockland is losing to Folsom 38-14 there in the fourth. And our game right here, 28-7, Placer over Del Campo. We'll be back with more action right after this.
Classic American food in a fun atmosphere. It's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
All right, it's all yours.
11:52 to play, and the Hillmen, just like that, have scored on the opening play of the fourth quarter, making it 34-7. Man, what a night for the Hillmen. It's Kelly again, another touchdown, and the Hillmen completely in the driver's seat, up 27, pending Marcus's PAT attempt right here. Snap good, hold good. Marcus sends it through. 35-7, and the Hillmen up 28. Man, your Hillman. The second week in a row, they have started not so fast, and yet they have put up, ever since they trailed 7-6 early in the first, 29 straight points. And they lead it with 11:52 to play in the fourth. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies. So 11:52 to play. The Hillmen up 8. Or actually 29. Or 28, excuse me. 28. I'm sorry. 28-point lead for the Hillmen with 11:51 to play. This kickoff is high and will be spotted near the 25. And so for Del Campo, you got to give them credit. They hung in there as the ball is down at the 25-yard line. That's where this drive will start. 11:51 to play.
11:50 left in the game.
So Del Campo looking to end the game on a high note. And for the Hillmen, again, another game, like I mentioned, they didn't start quick, but they were able to buckle down 29 straight points, and they have a commanding 28-point lead with 11:30 to play in regulation remaining. And for Angelo Reyna and company, a team that has scored 25 plus or more back-to-back-to-back weeks,